In August 2021, the United States' longest-standing war came to an end as the military withdrew from Afghanistan and the Taliban fundamentalist group took over the country. Thousands of Afghan people were forced to become refugees and come to the U.S. One of those people is Abdul Nasir. Radioactive's Mike Arrigio tells the story of how his family is hosting Afghans like Abdul and helping them start a new life here in Seattle.
My family has a big house. A couple of years ago, we decided to put our extra room to good use and offer it as a space for immigrants and refugees to stay while they got used to life in the U.S. Currently, we're hosting two Afghan men who fought alongside the U.S. military in the war. I spoke with one of them, Abdul Nasir, about his experience. He had to leave his family behind, and it was very emotional.
Yeah, when I come in here, I a lot of sight my father, my mom, my brother, my all of family in Afghanistan. I love a lot of sight because he not safe in the Afghanistan. I come in here, but in here is a lot of sight in the first day.
His family is still in Afghanistan and they aren't safe. His journey from his hometown of Jalalabad to Seattle was a rocky one, including stops in Qatar, Germany, D.C., and Florida. All along the way, Abdul was shocked at the differences in tech and culture between vastly different parts of the world.
In here is I come, for me, is very amazing. Yeah, the Afghanistan is different culture, no a lot of modern technology, but in here is modern technology.
He likes taking the light rail each day and using ATMs to take out money, but it's still a struggle.
You ask me my problem, big problem. In here, a lot of people come in here, not off green card. A lot of people need it, how can green card? This big issues for all people.
Abdul isn't the only one in this tough situation. Thousands and thousands of refugees are arriving in America, facing a language barrier and the difficulties of getting a green card. Now, Abdul works at a hotel, slowly earning enough money for an apartment. Every day when he comes home, he eats dinner with us. Instead of a fork, he uses traditional Afghan naan, a specially baked flatbread. And occasionally, our guests share with us the food of their culture. Sharing your house with people who come from such different backgrounds can be confusing, surprising, or hilarious, but it's been a great experience for me and my family, and I hope it's been a great experience for Abdul as well. For Radioactive, I'm Mike Arrigio.